This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
The segment is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you got a grocery store, liquor store, little business with cashiers, and you're having trouble hiring and keeping employees, well, you might want to check out what Southwest has for you. They'll come out to your location, and if it fits their program, you can be like Walmart, Home Depot, and Costco, just not spend a lot of money. For the price of a cash register, you can go self-checkout. That's right. You'll have the opportunity of changing prices. You'll have a meat scale as well as produce. And they'll have a backing of 7 day a week, 24-hour day service with over 150 years experience. Have them come out and take a look at your facility. Won't cost you a dime. 800-540-2149. And if you have a Porsche, if you have a BMW, and if you have a Mini, and you're looking for a dealer alternative, Black Forest Motorsports. Over 40 years experience off the track and on the track, in case you want to go quick. So go to Black Forest Motorsports at blackforestautomotive.com. Well, Brittany, how are you today?
Well, I'm back.
And you're back, finally, the world traveler.
Yeah, it's
good. You went everywhere.
Everywhere that it's snowing right now.
Yeah, I noticed you beat the weather.
We were a day ahead of bad weather the whole time.
I know, isn't that a trip?
Yeah,
and
nice.
Then Brittany and her crew and I went to the banquet last night.
Barona.
For Barona.
Thank you. That was really nice.
Well, I've been wanting to do it and wanting to do it and wanting to do it, and I just decided I got to pull the trigger.
So you pulled the trigger at the right time.
Yeah, I did.
It was really nice.
Except it was chilly.
It was chilly.
And you got a trophy.
Dry. Well, yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
What are you talking about?
I wasn't running points at
No,
all.
But you got a trophy.
I got a participation.
Just like a little
so
kid. Just like a little kid.
Yeah, after my second huge crash, I was like, yeah, I'm not even going to look at points.
Yeah.
Have a good time. But
you just bailed
But it was
out.
Nice.
Hey, who you got in the house?
Well, you should put your seatbelt on because we three ladies who love speed.
That's
in
true.
The studio.
And we know
you.
The middle one.
That would be me.
That'd be you.
Yes, to my left we have Michelle Copeland, and to my right we have Christina Colley. Two girls that really like to go fast, but straight. That's the difference.
Yeah, they don't go left. They don't go
Hopefully
right.
Hopefully not.
Until they have to. And the odd thing is, what do they race?
I don't know. Well, I know Michelle Volkswagen.
Yes.
But I haven't talked to Christina about that because I wanted to hear live with our audience.
What do you race?
I have a Volkswagen as well.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yep.
So,
and all of them?
All of them. Diehard Volkswagen.
So
fan.
Why Volkswagen?
Because I was kind of born into it, if you want to call it that.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
My dad has been into it since he was little.
Knee high to a grasshopper,
oh, yeah.
As they say. So he was always a Volkswagen. Well, come on. You could take the motor out with four bolts.
It doesn't get any better than
it
that.
It doesn't get any better than that. You work on a V8 or a six-cylinder Ford, Chevy, Dodge, yeah, you're going to be in the garage for hours on end. You get a Volkswagen motor ready to go, pop it out, pop the new one in, and you're back on the track.
It's almost as simple
like
as that.
Like, what's the time frame?
What, to get a motor in and out? It's pretty much what Dave is saying.
Yeah,
it's,
really.
Wow.
I mean, four bolts.
That's
all
awesome.
You have to do is line it up, a couple friends, six-pack, you're rocking.
Afterwards.
No.
Okay,
beforehand.
My crew and I save the alcohol until after scaling.
Yeah, but
after
it goes in better if you have a couple beers ahead of time. No, I'm only kidding.
The reason I wasn't sure is there's all these different types, divisions of drag racing, and we were only just barely touching on it because I wanted to wait for the listeners to hear this as well. So you're in many different, I'm looking at Christina.
Well, you have more than one Volkswagen, so you have more than what you race in more than one class.
I have a street car that is a 63 ragtop, and then I have the 57 full chassis car that's like a pro mod car.
Okay.
There we go, the pro
what
mod car.
What motor do you have in it?
A 22-21 with a 16-millimeter turbo on it.
And what do they come stock with?
Yeah.
36 horsepower, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And
so
do you
it's
have
definitely
to have
far from stock.
Like a license for that?
I do. I have my full license through NHRA. Yeah. So.
And you
I
have
didn't know
to,
a Volkswagen would be doing that. That's why I didn't
dude,
know.
Dude, there are some Volkswagens out there that break land speed records.
He just dooted me, so he's serious.
Yeah.
He
no.
doesn't dude me very
people,
often.
Well, people don't realize how fast you can get that little
no,
guy
they
going.
Also, it's they get moving, you know.
And it's light. Is it lighter weight than the average or...
My ProMod car weighs about 1,500 pounds with me in it.
Wow.
1,500 pounds. And how much horsepower?
With about 18 pounds of boost, it makes about 420.
Think about
so
that.
So does it lift? The
you
front
can.
End?
You
yeah,
can.
If you really, to, if you want
you
it to.
Do place weight so it doesn't?
Yes. There yeah. is lead bricks in yeah. that car.
Well, and you have, don't you have a wheelie bar on the back?
Yes, because you're wasting time when you're going up. So.
Yeah. And listener, she's not that big of a driver. Yeah.
No, the boys say I'm an unfair advantage.
I hear you, because in ours, we have to have a minimum of 1,000. They want to try and make it 1,200. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, exactly. No. And I have there's a 50-pound penalty as well, because I'm a chassis car. So I don't have a normal pan underneath the car. So I got to weigh 50 more pounds than the guy that has a pan.
Yeah. But thank God you don't weigh. You don't weigh what most guys weigh.
No, all the guys in my class have easy probably about a 75 plus pounds on me. So
it's always easier to get to the max, the minimum weight, than it is to try to get to the minimum weight.
Exactly.
Because you can place your weight.
Yeah. So now I don't have 200 pounds in the driver's seat.
Right. In the center.
I get to pick where I want that weight to be.
Not even in the center, off to the left, right?
Off, you know, at any point and stuff.
Because you're not in the center of the car. You're to the left. Like
I'm to the left.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
I see.
See, now I see what you're saying. Now, if she could get herself in the middle, but that would bump you a class, right?
That's not even a...
Not even...
Nobody even...
Nobody...
That's not even... Nobody...
Something to think about. You could be different. You look like the type that would like to be a little on the
look,
different side.
She is kind of doing... Like, not to scare
so how
her
long
crew,
have you been?
But...
How long have you been racing?
I grew up with off-road cars my whole life.
Okay.
But I actually started drag racing in 2016.
Okay, and Volkswagen.
Volkswagens, only Volkswagens.
And now, Michelle, you've been drag racing how long?
About the same time, I think.
Really?
2016 or so.
Is that how you met, 2016?
Yeah, we met at the track.
We met at the track.
That's, mm-hmm. That's where all the best people meet, is at the track.
That's exactly where. Yeah.
So now you're not as over the top Volkswagen-wise.
No, I can
still
only
have a
dream of having a car like Christina's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she lets you drive it?
No.
Would you drive it?
No. Not right now. I mean, I just wouldn't hop in and drive that car.
What? I didn't say you had to power shift it, pick the front wheels off the ground.
I mean, I'd drive it slowly down.
So the goal is maybe eventually to get her class?
Yes, that would be a dream.
So what got you into this? Of all sports, I mean, you could have played golf, you could have played tennis.
Pickleball, so
pickleball.
Popular.
Oh, yes. You could have went to Barona.
Yeah, you could have done circle track on the
circle
dirt.
Circle track in the dirt.
Well, that's more my style. I mean, I grew up watching NASCAR, and I did road course racing.
Okay, so then what got you into Volkswagens?
My husband. He's a Volkswagen guy.
Oh, so he's a Volkswagen. Okay,
yeah,
so
does second he drag, husband.
Does he drag race him?
No, but he introduced me to the whole idea
Wait
of drag
a minute.
Racing.
He doesn't drag race
no,
him? Oh, he likes to be the crew chief.
I think next year he might
get
behind the wheel. Yeah.
I don't see Steve doing circle track.
Your Steve?
Yeah.
Your Steve? I can't even see your Steve going straight down the track.
Anyway.
But
that's
you know what?
Cool. You'll
you
be
might
there
be
for
surprised.
Him. Yeah.
No, no. I'll lose my crew chief, though.
We'll see that, Steve.
Yeah.
I got
attention
a name for
divided.
Steve's car. The Hawaiian Punch. Wouldn't that be cool?
That's pretty good.
And
that's
you could paint it all up like that. Right, okay, we digress.
Are you going to have to give up racing, or are you guys going to be dragging two cars around?
We'll just go together. So,
or I race mean, the same car.
No. He's going to race his.
Yeah.
He has a fastback.
Oh, he already has a fastback?
Yeah, he has a fastback. And I just wanted to get back to racing. And he said, well, you can drag race a Volkswagen. And that's what we started to do.
So what size motor do you have?
A 1914.
Okay, so you're just a little bit smaller than hers.
Just a little.
And you're not a tube car.
No.
Yeah, you're a flat belly pan type
car.
Yes.
Right.
It's selfish because the listeners can't see, but can we have some pictures, ladies? Please?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please.
Yep.
Well, what do you mean? Oh.
I want to see what we're talking about. Our
I was
going to
say, what
know.
Are you? You want to take a picture?
The listeners probably have a better understanding.
So mine's red. It's a 66. And it's like an
like
orangey red.
And I recommend people go to Barona.
Yes, where we race.
Where you race.
And see us. Mine's got black trim. So I blacked out all the trim instead of chrome.
Yeah. It's easier.
Sorry, your back end's like square. What's going on there? What's going on in the back, your rear? What's up with your rear? Is it just where your chute is?
It's just where the chute is.
Yeah. Oh, is it aerodynamics though,
folks,
as well?
Folks, she is talking. She is talking about a car.
I'm talking about Christina's rear end.
And it's not square.
It does.
It is.
On the car, it is.
Yeah. It's not aerodynamic advantage.
Yeah, I've seen yours. Didn't you have it at KUSI?
For the full drag cars.
Yeah, I think I've taken it there before. Yeah.
Which means we got to get your car down to KUSI.
I guess so.
You have sponsors?
I do.
So don't you think you should make them happy?
I should.
And put them on TV and brag about it a little
bit? She's not saying no. The first she's heard of it.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford. PJ Dyke got a trophy last night.
Yes, he did.
El Cajon Ford is such a massive supporter of Barona Speedway. I don't know how they could keep the doors open without Paul and his team. They just do an absolute fantastic job. And if you're looking for a Ford, new or used, that's where you need to go. And if you've got cars in your garage that need to be serviced, and they're like a Ford and a Chevy and a Toyota and a Datsun and a Subaru, you can take those all to El Cajon Ford. You heard me right, El Cajon Ford. They can service all your vehicles. Go to ElCajonMotors.com, ElCajonMotors.com. Hey, we got anybody from Barona on the line? No way. All right, we're going to talk Volkswagens then for a little while longer. So we'll start with Michelle. Michelle Copeland. Drives a cute little red Volkswagen, all blacked out, no chrome.
It's pretty.
That means she doesn't like waxing. That's all that.
It looks waxed.
Yeah, it's waxed.
It looks like a show car.
Who waxed it?
Me. I love working on it.
Do you like working on it?
Yeah, I like doing all the waxing.
Is it he or her?
You know what? I actually don't know. It's the goat.
Get ready for that question.
It's the goat. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's a male or female, to be honest. I've never really come up with an answer to that.
So, Christine, do you have a name for your car?
The 63, her name is Marilyn. Okay. And then the oval, I just call it the oval, the drag car.
Yeah.
It's an oval window.
Just the oval. Well, you know, ovals, I mean, where was I at? I was at a show up in L.A. There was 23 split windows.
Nice.
Yeah.
All in one spot, huh?
All in one spot.
Do you talk to your cars, either of you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes there's no conversation. Sometimes there are a lot of yelling.
Piece of crap, you son of a gun. You just keep it up.
I was going to say mostly yelling.
Because when you lose.
You start out really good and you're like, yeah, we're going to do this. And then at the end you're like.
Yeah, you piece of crap. What's it mean you slipped a gear? What do you mean you you missed a gear? That's your problem.
I've never spoken poorly. Mine's usually thankful for safety. Thank you so much for protecting me.
Well, yeah, because you try to see different positions of other people's cars.
We did a few tricks this year. Okay, but you do talk to it and. Have you screamed in your helmet before?
Everybody?
I was going to say, I think that's a norm. Now, do you actually work on the car, too?
Yeah, my dad and I work on it together.
Okay. So.
And her dad is still racing.
My dad is, he still races off-road and stuff. He has a 5 Unlimited car that he races.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was he in the 1,000 this year?
No. Oh, goodness, no. My dad is
okay.
He's not a spring chicken anymore.
Okay, but I have a project for you and your dad.
Okay.
And you will thank me for ever. It's called the time. NORA.
I knew he was going there, listeners.
And it's the National Off-Road Racing Association. And what it is, it's not a race. It's a rally. And more father-daughters, father-sons, mother-daughters. You get yourself a whatever. You know, what did you say he drives?
It's a 5 Unlimited car.
Okay. And you start at 7 in the morning. You race till 5. You have lunch, you drink, or have dinner, have beers, and talk, and BS, and get up the next. And it's just, and it's on the east side of the Baja Peninsula, the Bay of LA to Loretto. It is the most fun you'll ever have, and it'd be the most bonding experience you'd have with your dad. So just think about NORA, N-O-R-R-A.
Oh, I know what NORA is. Yeah, no. I'm his co-pilot normally for all of his racing. Oh, so
Have you guys done the NORA?
No, we have not. We usually race NORA races.
Well, put the NORA on your list. I'm just saying, you're going to be forever indebted to me. And people take bone stock Volkswagens, Beetles, Toads. I mean, you'd be surprised. But I had the last time I called the races, a father-daughter bought a Volkswagen, you know, a little dirt car, Baja car.
Class 11 car, yeah.
Yeah. That's, and they raced the whole thing. They drove to the event, raced it, and drove it back home.
Yeah. Class 11 cars are really the unsung heroes of those guys. It's crazy what those guys do.
I have a friend of mine who's taking a Rothman Porsche 911 that was an off-road car, and he's going to run the Nora.
I was thinking about that one that was over in...
Yeah, wherever.
Saudi Arabia.
Where, you're thinking
Dakar.
Of
Dakar.
Dakar,
yeah.
Yeah, well, this the Nora, Dakar is too stressful, and, you know, and there's lots of good girl races. Like, have you ever heard of the Rebelle Rally?
Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of stuff for just the girls.
The Rebelle Rally is stupid expensive. That's the only problem with Rebelle. But my co-host on the off-road show, she ran it, and I know quite a few young ladies that have ran it, and it's hardcore. Yes, dear.
If I may.
Yes, you may.
Bounce off something you just said, stupid expensive. Say somebody wants to get into your level. Is it stupid expensive or reasonable, Michelle?
I think it's still pretty reasonable. I mean, I got my car for, I think it was $8,000, and it was track ready.
Track ready, $8,000.
Oh, it was track ready at $8,000?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Beetles are starting to get up there in price.
Oh, right. That's so true.
So it might be more nowadays. I mean, I bought it 6-7 years ago. So.
But sometimes if you buy a race Beetle, it'll probably be cheaper than if you buy a street Beetle.
Yeah, I think it can
be. Unless you buy something like what you drive, you know, when you're built.
It just
costs
your left arm and your right leg.
Yeah, what would you sell yours for if you were going to sell it?
Oh, goodness.
20?
Yeah, it's priceless right now.
30? 30?
More than
that. I'd sell 40. Mine for $1 million.
Yeah. He's trying to buy it.
Yeah. No. I'm trying to bring...
The motor alone's about 20.
Yeah, well, see, and that's where I was going with that. But the difference between you and Michelle is like night and day.
There's a few, just a few.
Differences. A zero, an extra zero.
Yeah.
Cumulatively.
Yeah.
But it is reasonable if somebody's thinking.
Yeah, and I mean, the racing that I do, you can take out just a stock car and race it because we're doing the bracket racing.
That's the fun part about
That's
it.
That's the fun part.
My husband bracket races a bug, and he's the same way. It makes it where you can take your street car, and it's more affordable. You know?
And we have a local track.
Exactly. Yes. Barona does a great job.
It's one of my favorite tracks.
I know. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and speaking of tracks, what were you saying as we were going into the commercial break? The tracks are having a hard time with some sort of glue.
There's a shortage of...
What do you call that stuff?
The VHT glue stuff. Yeah. Apparently, there's a national shortage of glue.
There is a shortage on everything. You can't get tires. No. You can't get...
Baby formula.
Baby formula, fuel.
So that is making... Is it making the track less predictable? You're like, I've done this for 5 years and it's not how I remember it? Is it...
I would say that. I would agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, but the track's not the same every time. No, it just depends on how much VHT you put on it. Correct. What's the weather?
I heard the oxygen and the temperature and all that. Yeah. Yep.
It changes a lot of things because it changes tire pressure. And for us,
right.
I mean, you would probably agree with that.
Yes,
it's a
tire
big,
pressure. Yes.
Big change.
Yeah, right. If I come over there and put 30 pounds of air in your left rear tire and don't tell you.
Stay away. That would be a rock.
You might win. Wouldn't that be something? If I screwed with your car and you won.
That'd be great, Dave. You know, you just got invited back.
Oh, that's right. I've been...
I've just forgiven you sincerely.
I was not allowed back at the racetrack.
I was doing great till he came.
And then she crashed.
No. Yeah. I had to blame it on something, not me.
So this is where we don't invite Dave to our track.
No. Yeah.
It wasn't Dave.
Yeah. Well, I can't take you fishing either. Because if you could be the greatest fisher person in the world, I guarantee... Are you a fisher person?
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet you $100 you can take me. Wait a minute. You can take me to your favorite.
Deal.
I had a guy that was a world champion bass fisher person.
Okay.
He's got school in Wisconsin. And he said, let's go fishing. I said, yeah, I'm just telling you. I told him the story. Didn't believe me. We went out for an hour, almost 2 hours, not even a nibble. He was so angry. Took me back. I went to the bar. In 15 minutes, he came back with a full stringer.
Oh, so you're bad luck.
He's bad luck.
Oh,
I thought you were saying that you can outfish him.
That's what I thought he was saying too.
I know.
That's what I was ready to bet you on.
No,
let's go out.
My grandfather jinxed me when I was a kid because he used to fish all the time. But if I went with him, he dropped his pole in the water. He lost all his gear. Yeah. He hooked himself. Nah.
That's because you're not supposed to bring a banana on a boat.
Well, I didn't know anything like that. So are you going to stick with what you're doing, or are you going to work up the ladder?
I'm hoping to work up the ladder. We're rebuilding the car right now, so bigger engine,
okay,
more power. I don't know the details. My husband is the mechanic.
Okay. Is he going to do anything to the tranny?
The tranny was just rebuilt.
Okay.
So we're good on that.
Is it a bus tranny?
No, I don't think so.
Still the bus trannies,
I run a bus box, yeah.
Yeah, because the bus boxes are a lot beefier, a lot
I'm
stronger.
I'm thinking of the VW bus. That's not what you guys are talking about.
That is what we're talking about.
That's the transmission out of.
How funny.
It's a Type 2 gearbox.
Right. So you got to have a key story. So I had the Volkswagen bus camper guys come to KUSI.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't been to KUSI, but you got to go up Broadway from 15. So and KUSI is right over the hill, so you can hear cars up and down the hill.
Oh no.
And then finally the third time. It was a little Volkswagen with about 36 horsepower camper filled up. He could barely make it up the hill.
Oh my.
Poor guy.
It's not even that.
But the transmissions are bulletproof.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, before I went to a bus box, I broke 4 of what Michelle has, just a Type 1 box that's normally in a bug. I broke 4 gearboxes in one season.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So.
It took 4 to figure out you needed a bus box?
It took 4 for me to be able to afford a bus box.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that, too. Because they are not cheap. And if you have them built on top of it.
Correct.
Are they hard to come by?
They're not hard to come by. It's just right now there's a shortage of parts of everything.
Shocking, yeah.
Stuff is taking months to get from shops.
Right. So. No matter what it is you're looking for. Yeah. Now it's, we don't talk about it, but the supply chain is still a disaster.
Oh yeah.
Plus you can't get people to work. That's the other thing, putting this stuff together. All right. So I just see, when do you go racing next?
We don't go back until March.
Oh, you're never gonna make it.
Yeah.
You're never.
No, we're doing it. I mean, we'll be ready by February.
No, you'll be drag racing on the street in front of your house.
No, we're going to go to Barona. We'll practice. We'll get it going.
Yeah, rent the track. We'll do it.
No, we're going to get it all rebuilt, hopefully by February, and then be ready to go in March and have a better season.
You're going to work hard on that power shifting?
Yes, I am. That's my goal.
Yeah.
And that's all to save time?
Yeah, so you do go faster when you do that.
Yeah,
surprisingly,
yeah.
It actually works.
Yeah, unless you're going to bracket race, and then you don't care whether you power shift or not.
Unless, I mean, you have to be consistent. That's all it comes down to.
Yes, that's
so.
What bracket racing consistency.
Right. How long have you had this car?
6 years, I think, 7 years.
So you pretty much know the inside and out of it.
Yeah, I just haven't been aggressive enough. So.
Yeah, well.
I have a playlist you can listen to.
That's
the
good
one
idea.
I listen to.
Okay.
You'll want to eat rusty nails before your race.
Perfect.
It's very inappropriate.
It's perfect. Very
yeah.
Perfect.
I would never play for my students what I listen to on Saturday nights. Well, I know we have to go to commercial break, but we keep saying bracket racing. I'd love to hear in the final segment all the other different types of racing, because Christina
absolutely.
Is an expert.
That's why the NHRA rule book is this thick. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Half-mile track, not really, but it is close enough to scare the pedaddlers out of you. That is one fast track, and guess what? Turkey night right around the corner. We got Scott DeLosi on the line. So you getting ready there, friend?
Yeah, getting all ready. You know, it's this coming Friday and Saturday at the Ventura Raceway. And Turkey Night, for the first 79 years, was always held on Thanksgiving night unless rain intervened. And last year, promoter Jim Naylor went to the Agajanian and said, hey, let's run this thing on Saturday night, see how it goes. And it was a complete sellout, which just, you know, for 79 years, guys have been trying to run on Thanksgiving night, which it was a great tradition. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it was. A lot of people are still mad it's not on Thanksgiving night, but it freed up a lot of people who couldn't get away to get to the racetrack. Mm. You know, there's a certain amount of people that they've got things more important than racing. So for them to come to the racetrack on Thanksgiving, you know, just wasn't feasible. So basically, you know, when you went to turkey night, I mean, one of the traditions was, you know, crews cooking turkeys in the pit area. There was all kinds of extra food. But now you can go back to standard racetrack food, have a hot dog, a slice of pizza, and enjoy the USAC National Midgets and West Coast Sprint Cars.
Right, and the racers can concentrate on their car, not the turkey.
Well, hopefully they weren't concentrating on the turkey in the first place, so they may have to make a pit stop at lap 65 to 98.
And look at how much weight they lost while by not racing on turkey night. Yeah. See? See, they were a little slimmer on Saturday. So this is at Ventura. So folks have never been to Ventura, kind of fill the fans in on what they're missing if they've never been.
If you've never been to the Ventura Raceway, flat out, it is a bucket list track for anybody. It's on the beach virtually. Mm-hmm. It's on the Ventura County Fairgrounds. The pit area,
amazing.
You could throw a rock into the waves of the ocean.
Mm-hmm. He's not exaggerating.
When you sit up in the grandstands, you look out over Turn 1, and you actually look out at the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
And it's been there. You know, the cool thing about it, and I give the guy a hard time all the time because I've known him forever, the promoter, he's wrapping up his 44th year there.
Wow.
You know, and it's not, I tell people, you know, people think promoters are making millions of dollars, and believe you me, there's very few promoters making big money. Mm. And, you know, there's some guys like Jim Naylor, Don Kazarian, you know, they do it because they love it. They've been in it for the long run. The Agajanian family. You know, these people aren't, they're not the fly-by-night people who come in and they last two or three years and they disappear off the face of the earth with half the purse money from the last night. They're in it, you know, because they love it, and it shows.
Well, it's funny, Michelle over here. She's a Volkswagen girl. But Brittany showed me a little bio she had on J.C. Agajanian back when he was a kid, and he told his dad that he was going to go racing. He goes, oh, okay, that sounds fine. Just make sure you pack your bags and get your clothes together and move out.
Yeah, not living here anymore.
That actually carried on to the next generation because there was no way in heck that he was going to let his kids, JC Jr., Chris, or Kerry, race. But Chris always tells me the story. He goes, we couldn't race. He goes, when we were 8 or 9 years old, we were the ones changing the numbers on the scoreboard on the back straightaway, you know, up on the board with cars going beneath us like 10 feet away.
Oh, my gosh. Holy moly. Well, you know, back in the day, I mean, let's face it, you know, sprint cars and those things were scary as could
be. Well, the beginning of that article was talking about the weekly deaths.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. But today, it's a great show. And Turkey Night, I mean, don't you have the who's who of sprint cars out for Turkey Night?
Well, yeah, the who's who of midget with some of the top sprint car drivers thrown in as well. You know, and there are sprint cars there this year. They're going to run. Ever since the race moved to Ventura, they've had sprint cars running as well. And they will race Friday night. They'll come out and they'll do their qualifying heat races. And they're going to have a Dash for Cash deal. They'll set up the lineup for the main event for Saturday night, or help set it up. Then the midgets run their whole show. They practice on Friday night. And then they run their show on Saturday night. So you get two divisions for, you know, the price of one ticket. And it's, when you think of Turkey Night, I mean, we've always said, I should have looked this up before I called you, the second oldest race in the country behind the Indianapolis 500.
Right, right.
And somebody pointed out last year, it's like, well, no, because Pike's Peak came in after Indian before Turkey Night. So it's actually the third longest race in the nation.
Right.
Well, by far the longest midget race.
Yeah, and Pike's Peak is a different animal all in itself. It's just going up a hill.
You do it and tell me about it.
Yeah, I was thinking of don't go over.
Just go up the hill.
I like the way you threw the just.
Well, it used to be in gravel.
Racers, let's all roll our eyes at him on the count of three.
One, two, three. Oh, yeah.
We're rolling our eyes at him on your behalf.
Well, I mean, now it's asphalt, but it's still very treacherous.
Yeah,
it's a pucker.
So are you doing any announcing out there, or are you going to go as a spectator?
No, I'll be doing the live call at the track on Saturday.
Good.
Right on.
On the flow deal. Same thing with Bakersfield this last week. I went up, actually only did the lightning sprint cars up there. But yeah, I'll be doing the live call at the racetrack. I don't think I'll be on flow. Unless, you know, I just show up and do what they tell me to do.
Yeah, just point and shoot, right?
Exactly. The USAC has their own announcer they bring around, so he's probably going to do all that.
Yeah, you know, people, I mean, I'm sure they do the same to you as well. Hey, Scott, come over to our track and call the races. You know, if you don't know all the drivers, if you don't know all the participants, it's a really tough job. You know, you need somebody there that knows the drivers, know their history, almost know their family. And don't you kind of agree?
Well, that's why you do your homework before you go.
That's a lot of homework. That's
a lot of it's part of the job.
I used to get yelled at if I can't.
For some people, it's part of the job. For some, it's not. So.
Yeah, that's true, too. I know when I did Cone Speedway, I'd yell at them, if you don't write your name in big letters on the roof of your car, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, and, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and no, I'm not announcing any birthdays. Get away from me.
Goodness. Bahum,
maybe that's why I didn't stay that
maybe
long.
That's why they didn't ask you back.
And boy, would you get yelled at if you mispronounced somebody's name.
That
Holy
still happens
mobile.
At our track. Yeah, they get upset. Yeah.
And I think, wouldn't you say, yeah, Scott, that's one of your toughest jobs, pronouncing the names correctly?
Well, some of them, you know, you get squawked at by the husband or the wife of the driver. You know, that you usually don't hear from the driver. It's usually the husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend who bitches at you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. His name is Murphy.
Yeah, as a school teacher, I get it. That's the first thing I do is apologize on the first day of school.
Yeah, I do too.
They didn't teach me how, and there's some inventive names these days.
And there's more letters than in the. So when's the next event at Paris? Or are you guys down for a while?
Yeah, we're done. We had our last night of racing a week ago Saturday, and we actually had the last go-kart race of the year yesterday afternoon, so we are done probably until early March.
Looks like AJ did well last night with Grant,
AJ,
Sexton, Bender.
Bender and Sexton.
Yeah.
They love that.
Yeah,
place.
They did real well. They swept all three nights. AJ won the first two, and Grant Sexton won last night up at Placerville. So that's the way, I mean, that's the way the Sexton's closed. No, wait a minute. Grant's going to race the sprint car at Ventura.
Oh,
and
is
AJ
he?
Will be back in the midget he's driven all year.
And end of the year, Chili Bowl, too.
Yeah, because that's coming up as well.
Yeah.
Now, Chili Bowl, I'm not sure what the plans are for that. I don't think the Sexton's have anything going.
No,
I'm sure AJ will probably be in somebody's car.
AJ got invited by Pendragon again.
Yep.
Oh, he did again. I talked to him Tuesday night at Bakersfield. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. From what I understand, he got invited back. And of course, he was so humble, he couldn't believe it. He goes, oh, I can't believe it.
Yeah, we drag it out of him.
Yeah.
Well, there's a good ride open in sprint cars this coming year, and I was talking to him. I go, you know, you may be one of the people who's got a shot at getting that ride. So we'll see what happens there. It'd be good for him. He's a good driver. He's a good guy, too.
And he's good in front of the crowds. He's good in front of advertisers. Sponsors. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better representation of the sport. You know, I mean, he never stops smiling.
He's having a good time.
He's just a good natured guy all around. Win, lose, or draw. Yeah, I've never really seen the guy get mad. So
no, and we've talked to him about all kinds of goofy situations that's happened on the track, and it just seems like, you know, water running off a duck's back. You know, he doesn't get all upset about it. Just goes out and tries harder next time.
Yeah, and, you know, he's 29 years old, and I say we've never seen him get mad. He's been racing with us since he was 14 or 15.
Wow.
In lightning sprints is when he first started. And like I say, he was never saw him get mad at that stuff. Never, and to this day, haven't seen him get mad.
That's amazing. Well, and that's what you want. I mean, that's what you want for a driver to represent you as a sponsor and as somebody that, you know, represents the track. Because I know...
Yeah, well, as long as somebody else is wearing the dark hat, yeah, that's what you want. You got to have somebody wearing the dark hat.
I know. Remember back in the day when they used to hire somebody to wear that dark hat?
Like your dad?
Because my dad was that guy back in the 50s.
I don't remember the 50s.
Yeah, I didn't think he was. But my dad was 6'5" and 250 pounds, so there really wasn't a lot you could do with him if you didn't like him pushing you into the wall.
Didn't he have a nickname?
Iron Wrist. Because he never let off.
That's kind of one of the things that's kind of escapes racing these days. You know, everybody's got to be politically correct. And they just, you know, it's almost like a cookie cutter type driver. You know, and that's good in one way. But, you know, you need some guy who's going to go up there and stir the pot. And we used to even 10, 15 years ago. We had a bunch of guys like that. And nowadays, it's a different type race car driver.
I know. Look at Ty Gibb. Ty Gibb, he punted a guy out. Didn't need to. He was already in the championship chase. But he punted the guy out and took him out of the championship. And I told my wife, I says, well, Looks like we got another Kyle Busch.
Well, we had a perfect example happen Friday night up at Placerville. There's Jade Adebisi, and I think she's 15 years old. Got clobbered by a guy, flipped from just past the start-finish line to outside turn one. Well, she got out, and she's a very slender person. She got out, walked all the way down the other end of the track with a guy, stopped on the red flag. She was okay. You know, and just fist pumped him. And it's like the announcer first said, well, that's good sportsmanship. And then he thought about it. He said, yeah, I don't think that was good sportsmanship. He was letting the guy know. She was letting the guy know she didn't like it. Well, they interviewed her yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great interview. They interviewed him, and it's just like, dude, you got to be kidding me. You know, smug and blaming her and stuff. And but you know what? He just put on the black hat.
Yeah.
There you go.
I saw it's all over Facebook.
He just put on the black hat when he did that.
And so, how far
that will draw interest.
How far does that black hat take you? Not very far.
But it will last a long time.
I don't necessarily agree with you.
You don't think so? Well, like you said, there's got to be a black hat at every track, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, somebody sees that guy and seen what he did, and, you know, they're going, well, this guy's a hardcore racer. Yeah. He's going to go out there to win.
That's Brittany.
You don't have to like a driver to put him in your car if he's going to win.
That's true.
The guy won the night before all that happened.
Yeah, Brittany's the black hat at Barona Speedway. They're all
making up stories.
They're shaking in their boots when they see her come walking in because she does wear a black hat.
Oh, you're right.
See, I wasn't telling
a
fibber.
Right. Black cowboy hat.
That's right.
Exactly right.
All right, buddy. Well, hey. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. I know you and the gang will have a great turkey day. You stay at home cooking, or?
Yeah. It's like the second time in God knows how many years I've been home on Thanksgiving Day.
Instead of going to Turkey Bowl.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a wonderful time, and hopefully we'll hear from you Sunday.
You guys, too. If you don't hear from me, we'll make sure we get somebody good to talk to you instead of me. So
we love talking to you.
Get a race car driver instead of an announcer on there. We need the people who are the stars of the show on the racetrack or on the radio, not the announcer. Right.
Don't short.
It'll be good either way.
Don't shortchange yourself. You're very good at what you do. All right, buddy.
Later.
Have a turkey leg for me. We're going to take a quick break.
You got it.
You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. In-house dyno. If you're a drag racer, off-road racer, or any kind of a racer, not only do they get your car where you need it to be, but they can slap it on the dyno and show you. All right, we're hanging out here with a couple of Volkswagen Dubbers.
Fast.
Very well, one fast and one faster.
One fast and one stupid fast.
Yes. All right. So you had a question at the last break. How many different classes are you really going to ask that question?
No, but I mean, I have a very general understanding of bracket racing, and that's a pretty common one, would you say, in drag racing?
Yeah, it's common. It's a good way to get into it because, like we said, you don't have to be fast to you can win the day in a stock.
Consistent is probably better than fast.
Exactly.
Because you kind of determine how long it's going to take you
to get
down.
Well, you set your time and you try to hit it.
That's right.
And not go over.
Not go faster.
Yeah.
But, Christina, you do other ones. You do one where it's
Fastest man win.
Yeah. Exactly.
First one on the finish line.
Right.
And so when I watch Courtney Force, I'm a Courtney Force fan.
She races exactly the way she races.
Okay.
She will put her foot to the headlights.
Shortest amount of time.
Yeah. And if it blows, it blows.
Gosh, she's poor nuts. John. But and did you start in bracket in 2016 with
Michelle? I did bracket for a year and stuff. I did a trophy class for a year. And then went the turbo onto the car.
That's because you said this turbo bracket stuff is boring.
I will be the first to admit it. So I always tell Michelle. She always goes, oh, well, I'm not that. And I go, but I'm horrible at bracket racing.
It's very hard.
It's very hard. And she does very well at it. And kudos to her and any other person that can do it. My husband is very good at bracket racing, and I cannot.
Is it because you second guess yourself? Like, oh, I should have done it faster.
Yeah, I second guess myself. But then on top of it, I'm hardwired to get there first. And sometimes, depending on what the person next to you has your dial in, you got to lift a little.
That's right.
My brain doesn't like to lift.
Can't.
No,
okay,
my right foot does not come up from the
floor.
She
reminds me of Robbie Gordon. It's either Wreckers or Checkers, okay? Because they don't, you know, when you tell somebody like Robbie Gordon, okay, here's what I want you to do. I
what
want
would
you to
your
do.
Dad say if he heard Dave say that?
He'd agree.
He's probably hearing it right now.
What do you think
he's
thinking?
He's probably might be crawling out of his skin since he builds my cars.
But at least he knows. I mean, he knows.
Oh, he knows.
He knows there's no halfway.
No, I'm his child. Yeah. He's the same way.
It's either all way or no way.
Yep.
And what's that called again?
The type of racing?
The fastest, yeah.
Heads up.
Heads up.
Yeah.
And are there other ones?
There's index classes, like Michelle was talking about. A few different series will run an index class, which is just pretty much you have like different times. It's more like a bucketed instead of Michelle's is a precise 959,
right. Oh, okay,
et cetera,
yeah.
Right?
So. And engine size has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, and stuff, but usually it's mostly bracket, index, or unless you run like a... One of our series has a class that's specific. You have to run pump gas. You have to run, certain heads, et cetera.
Yeah,
so it's like a spec class.
Right.
Those
hubcaps.
Are our spec classes.
I made her look.
Well, no, I was also in the process of my next question. I don't want to hijack this.
The hubcaps?
No, I want to ask if there's going to be another generation racing, even though it's a long time from now.
I would hope so. Stuff, but my daughter is 16 months old today, and my husband and I are both racers, but that's up to her. That's a long time from now. Who knows what the world of racing will look like 15 years
all
from
electric
now. Oh, that makes my skin cringe.
You and me both.
All of us in here. Okay. Yeah.
There's no smell.
Well, the fact that they have to pump in volume sound kills me because I love the sound of my car.
Exactly.
It screams like a banshee.
Yeah. And the smell
and by the way,
burning of the eyes.
Unburnt fuel. Yep.
And you know, you got some serious accolades last night for the dwarf car class. Because you remember a couple of years ago, you know, you were only, what'd you get, 7 races at Barona? You were kind of like the little redheaded stepchild. You ended up with 14 races last season.
There are some corrections to be made, but I won't go down that road right now.
Well, I'm just saying, I think the dwarf car series out at Barona is probably one of the premier series.
We knew that. That's why we were so surprised we only got 7 all of a sudden this season.
Yeah. Well,
we always had 16.
I know.
But
I
wasn't going to go there because.
But I think you proved it. I think you proved
it
with car count.
Proved it.
And the best part, check this out. Everybody that won a championship last night has sat in your chair.
Yeah.
Nice. So, oh, good. I need good juju then.
No, it's so true. Because they kept going up to get their awards, and I'm like, Dave, they'd been on the show. Dave, they were on our show. Dave, they were on our show. They were on our show.
So if I need a good season, I just got to come back
you will
here.
Not, okay, you will not believe it. You will not believe it. But what is it, 95?
It is pretty true.
And you know what? This next season in March, it'll be my first season back out in 2 years since I had my little one. So I need a good season.
Well, you got to come in before you go.
Okay.
And I'm serious. They come in, we don't follow up on them or anything like that, and we just follow how they did, and they win.
Yeah, there are a lot of winners that have been on the Racing Radio. And you can bring Michelle or a sponsor that you're going to get for next year.
Or a potential sponsor.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And you could use this show to send to people and say, you know, because instead of just saying, here's a sticker, I'll put a sticker of you on my car, I'll give you radio and TV to promote your product.
There you go.
Or promote... You know, your business or whatever the case may be. I helped her get a power steering for her car.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yes, I was on KUSI, and the owner of one of my sponsors or someone that works for it said, Brittany was on. She did a good job. And I had said, and I would like some power steering.
Yeah, that
was.
Yeah, sponsors help. Racing ain't cheap. So
still waiting for my bacon sponsor, but, you know, I'll wait.
I've been taking care of it, and you haven't reached out to Newskies yet.
Do you guys have any sponsors that you want to shout out to?
Yeah, Michelle, go ahead.
Well, Dave sponsors Powder Puff. Thank
That's
you,
right.
Dave.
That's right.
Other than that, I mean, I sponsor my own show, but we appreciate the Powder Puff sponsors.
So you have to get some more sponsors.
I know, exactly.
Well, because, and I tell people, you know, get them on TV, get them on radio, and then go down there and spend a day, you know, with your car and talk to the folks.
Yeah.
Because the more... you know, guys and girls you can get into your series, the better off you are.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, the Powder Puff series, I just love it because, like I said, it's a good place to get your feet wet and learn, especially if you're young, you know.
Yeah,
like
this
young
last
lady.
Year and stuff, my big car wasn't quite ready to come back out yet. So uh-huh. I ran a couple of the Powder Puff races with them this year in our
was
series.
It a hoot?
It was so
and
fun.
You know what? That's a lot of fun. I've had more fun this past season than I've had in a while, so that's great.
It is a really fun place to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's a good camaraderie of drivers, too.
Yeah, you seem to get together off the track as well.
Oh, we do.
From
yeah.
the Facebook.
We're all good
pages.
Friends, and I mean, it's competition on the track, but in the pits, it's just a good time. Everybody gets along, and it's just a good vibe.
Copy that.
Exactly. And then, of course, you got the ringleader,
Amber.
Absolutely. She's the ringleader.
You we gotta, all knew who he was referring to, didn't
yeah, right?
we?
I think we all knew, didn't we? Yeah. So what color is your car?
My, the oval is gray.
Just gray?
It looks like a container ship gray. Like, it's really, you sunk my battleship gray.
So you yeah, spent a lot gray. Of money on paint, did you?
People keep asking me when I'm going to paint it. They think it's primer. It's actually paint.
Just rattle can it.
I meant to do that.
Do you have a number? Or but in drag racing, they just...
Distinct, I have other distinct
paint
pictures.
The number on the window.
I have my number, which is my license number, so 763L, which is my number through NHRA. So
oh, for NHRA,
mm-hmm.
And you don't have any.
I have a number.
What's your number?
0427.
All you need to say is that flashy red bug.
Yeah.
They know. They
my
see Michelle.
Birthday.
They know when it's coming.
Oh,
they
I was going to say what's what because she always asks. Oh, you know what? Is, huh? What's yeah. the reason for your number?
My daughter's birthday.
Yeah. And her NRH.
I was like 7. It's division 7, 63 for my street card and L for my last name.
There you go. And your 37 is for.
It was my mom's motocross race number.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it came with it. It came with it.
It did?
That was an omen.
Ooh, yeah, and I was like, sign. I don't really feel it. And then I had to register, and I found an old photo, black and white.
And then you felt it, for
yeah,
sure.
Oh, yeah, I felt it big time. Yeah, she used to race motocross. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, ladies, it was a blast
thank
having you,
you
in. I hope you had fun.
Thank you, Brittany.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Coming.
Thanks for having us.
So nice to meet you. I can't wait to hug you.
Well, I'll send you the show. I'll it's send it to her. She'll send it to you, and then you can send it to anybody and everybody and use it for, you know, advertising.
That's
tool.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but then I'm going to go to Gun Owners Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.